Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. I hope that you had a beautiful weekend, remembering the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that you spent some wonderful time with God that morning on Sunday and Saturday, just thinking about Christ and all of the beautiful gifts that we have received as a result of his resurrection. Again, I'm Queen Trina with Women About Biz, and we're so excited to bring to you Successful Woman Radio. Want to welcome all of our new listeners to the show this morning. I see that we have a packed board, and again, I'm so excited that you are here with us today. I want to, before we get started with the show, we're going to go ahead and go to God in prayer, and then we will follow that up with letting you know what's going to be on the show today as we open up this first month of the new quarter in 2024. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, good morning, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have yet another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens, Lord, queens, our inherited right, queens of our empires. And Father, that we be queens of taking action and that we lead our businesses in the right direction, Father, glorifying your name. Let us not procrastinate on our business dreams and goals, Lord, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. Lord, we ask for a special blessing over all of those women who might be struggling at this time, whether it's with debt, feeling alone, or isolated, dear Lord. And yes, Lord, we know that there are many women out there in their cars living with their children. They have no other choice or means of financial support. Lord, we ask you to send the angels to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Let them know that they are not alone. Give them that inner peace and strength that they need, Lord, and send resources, and yes, send others, us, Lord, to them that we may help. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all those blessings that are yet to come. Lord, thank you for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners who support the show. Lord, we thank you that you have allowed us to be on the air for over a decade now. And Father, we pray that we will continue to be able to be here and last for many years, dear Lord. Again, thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Again, I trust that you all had a fantastic weekend and that you are ready for this new quarter. How about that? Here we are in the second quarter of 2024. And as you know, the time train doesn't wait for anybody, right? The train keeps going. And it's up to us to make a decision on how we will handle the time that we receive. Every single day, we get 86,400 seconds to make decisions about, right? To figure out how we're going to handle that. And the one thing that I do know is that you can't wait until the last minute to decide how you're going to handle those 86,400 seconds. No, that has to be planned out somewhat, right? And so that's something you should keep in your mind, is that while we can't really manage time, we can manage ourselves and how we receive time, and we can decide on how we will use the time that we have been blessed with. So again, I want to welcome everyone to Successful Woman Radio. Here we are on the first Monday of April, which marks the second quarter of 2024. Well, here we are at the start of this new month. We've got 5 Mondays, right? We have 5 Mondays. And of course, there's so much going on in our world. But the one thing that I want you to remember is that even though there's a lot of things that may be vying for your attention, I want you to keep at the top, at the surface of your mind, that you are the owner of your business. You birthed that business idea. You said yes to that business opportunity. And so with that said, you are responsible for helping your business to grow. You're responsible for nurturing your business and taking it to that next level. And so, of course, when you stop feeling like that's something that you want to do, then you've got to be truthful to yourself and decide to put that business to rest, because it doesn't make sense to keep moving on with something that you're not doing a good job at, right? Does that mean that you stop looking for something? No. But what it does mean is to thine own self be true. And I say that in all the love that I have for the art of business, for you as business women, because, you know, there's just a lot of women out there now that are starting businesses without giving it much thought, much care, much nurture, much love. And then when it doesn't work, they're wondering, why doesn't it work? The instructions said that it's supposed to work. The instruction says that a lot of people are generating high six-figure incomes and making millions of dollars a year starting a business working from home. Why can't that happen for me? But of course, as you know, in marketing does a lot of things to attract people to it, to whatever that product or that service is, but it's not always clear on how to get that done, right? And so you need to keep these things in mind as you're out there. You also want to keep in mind, as we're moving into the second quarter of this year, that you don't want to take flight. You don't want to be that person that just because your business is not working, that you're going to take flight and move on to something else and just leave your business high and dry. It's just there in limbo while you go off looking at another type of business opportunity or working towards something else when you haven't even made the business that you committed to work, right? So we have to pay close attention as women. We have to pay close attention to what we're saying yes to. We have to pay close attention to our commitment levels and what's required of us. And that's something that's very, very key. I can remember when I first started really doing different business ideas and thinking about it. And I was always that type that I could come up with literally hundreds of different business ideas, and I seem to want to put them all into action. Of course, that's not wise to do such a thing, but I wanted to just start all these different businesses, and I realized that I wasn't getting anywhere. You know, I would start all of these businesses, make an announcement, get business cards, you know, do the traditional flyer, right? That's what a lot of women tend to do. And then after that, I didn't know what to do, right? I didn't know about nurturing the business and growing the business and making things happen in the business. And so therefore, I had the wrong thought or the wrong thought path of business. And of course, I just kept repeating the pattern until I gained some maturity and wisdom about myself and said, wait, something's wrong here. You know, it doesn't make sense to keep starting all these different businesses and I'm not successful with any of it. I'm just starting them and going through businesses, but not really doing anything. And oh yes, it felt good to tell people I do this, I do that. But behind the closed doors, hey, bills were not getting paid. I was not able to really have the money that I wanted to have from a business. And I wasn't able to live that flexible lifestyle that I kept hearing people talk about in starting a business or working from home. So beware of these kinds of things. You know, many of our listeners are at different age points. And so that means that you're also at different wisdom points as well. And so when you're in your 20s and 30s, a lot of the time, yes, you have that energy, you know what you want and you're going to go after it, but you may also find yourself getting attracted to a lot of different things and saying yes to too much, to where it dilutes your effectiveness to run the business that you originally selected. So keep those things in mind. And I bring that up to you because, yes, I still talk to so many women who deal with that. You know, I talked to someone, I can remember last year this time, I talked to a few people who, you know, wanted to have a power talk, and they wanted to talk about like five or six different businesses that they say they had. And it took some time just to get them to understand, no, we need to focus just on one business, right? You know, so choose the business that you have the most passion about, and then we can proceed with looking at how we might be able to monetize that business, what you need to do. But it was difficult in getting them to just focus on the one business. And so again, it's nothing wrong with having multiple businesses, but it is when you haven't basically made one business successful before you move on to the next. Remember, it's just one of you, and your business needs the most important thing that you have to give it, and that's your time. And it takes time, right, to build a successful business. And then, you know, even when you build that business, then you have to bring on and build a team and let other people help you. So I want you to keep that in mind, and I want you to think about this as a time of renewal, right? That's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about a time of renewal, and that this is, you know, as the spring comes in and the new leaves come out, I want you to be thinking about how can you renew yourself? What can you do to be the CEO that your business needs? Very much so. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 12. Again, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. So excited that you are here with me today. I'm Queen Trina Newby, the CEO and founder of Women About Biz. And of course, Successful Woman Radio is the flagship show for Women About Biz. And if you've not visited the show before, Successful Woman Radio is all about bringing you information and resources that are going to help you to start or grow your business. And we provide you with wise tips and nuggets on everything from marketing your business to ways for you to be that CEO, to talking about the different aspects of business itself. So again, there's a lot of information compacted into this 1 hour. And so what we like to recommend to our listeners is that you just simply get a spiral-bound notebook, and that way you're able to date each of the times you listen to the show and take notes. But don't just take notes. You also have to, within your notes, look at how are you able to put it into action for yourself. So to help our listeners stay organized and effective, each month we have a different theme. And what goes along with that theme is 4 or 5 topics, depending on how many Mondays we have in the month. We create subtopics that are relevant to that theme, so that it can help you to gain that clarity and that focus on whatever that topic might be. So as we are sharing this information, as we are sharing resources and different things, you can date your, you know, you can date each of your page entries in your spiral-bound notebook. And then as we mention different things, write that down, but also write down how you plan on implementing the things that you have listened to. And that is really how you effectively get the most out of Successful Woman Radio. So again, you know, go ahead and start a Successful Woman Radio journal. Go ahead and get yourself all organized. And of course, for those of you that are members, whether it's a bronze member or a silver member, don't forget that right in the member portal, in the left-hand column, or I think it's the last menu link, it says podcast. Click on that and then click on Successful Woman Radio, and there are all of the replays for you of the various shows that we have. So again, I want to encourage you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon. As a matter of fact, if you have Google or Outlook calendar, you can actually set those as reoccurring tasks, right? Or a reoccurring event. So therefore, it gives you a notification that, hey, it's time to dial into Successful Woman Radio. And even if you're not able to make it live, then you can still go in that particular event and schedule a time to listen to the replay for yourself. So again, a big thank you to all of those of you who are new listeners to Successful Woman Radio. And again, make sure that you share the show with other business women, other women that you know have mentioned to you that they want to start a business, because they are going to find it very resourceful and valuable at listening at the show. Want to go right ahead and let you know that we've got 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness, announcement of what's coming up in April at Women About Biz in our Crown Club. And then, of course, I want to go ahead and announce the theme for this month is the laws of marketing. Yeah, we've been talking about marketing a lot, but I really want to focus on that marketing. I really want you guys to really understand the importance of it, right? So we are going to be talking all this month. We have 5 Mondays to kind of break it down for you, and we're going to talk about the laws of marketing, and I'm going to be sharing with you different aspects of marketing on creating that funnel. We're going to be talking about automation. We're going to be talking about some different things. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you an interesting topic, and that is 7 ways to effectively communicate in business. Now, while we have talked about that before, I'm going to give you a little bit more information on that today. So make sure you take some good notes on that. So let's go ahead and get started with the 7 questions of business leadership. Number 1, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? So you guys know how important this is. You know that it's something that you need to be able to answer for yourself. And, you know, it is just so important. And it could be the very thing that you've been missing out of your life all this time. Here's question number 2. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? In other words, are you making sure that you're not just excited about your business and that you have that passion, but you aren't doing anything to generate that income? You're not balancing those 2 things. So make sure that that happens. Here's number 3. How can I strengthen my online presence and my marketing strategies? What do I need to be doing, right? It's so important that you assess your current online presence, including building your mailing list, your website, social media, all of your marketing efforts. And this really, this second quarter, I want to say this. This is the very top of the second quarter, right? So I would advise you to, first of all, take a look at your first quarter, January through March. Did your marketing strategies work, or did you even put a marketing strategy into play for your business, right? And did you generate income or meet your sales goals? Because if none of those things happen, or if it was very weak, then that means that you've got to go back to the drawing board and strengthen your online presence and your marketing strategies, right? So this is the time that you do it. You don't keep letting weeks and weeks go on doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. You, as the CEO of your business, you've got to realize that something's not working here, and then you've got to make sure that you go about doing what you need to do to make that happen, okay? Here's number 4. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? So this is you as the CEO. You know, you have to make sure that the continuous learning is going on and that you are improving and honing your CEO skills. So to do this, you basically identify areas where you can expand your skills, whether it's related to a product or a service or marketing or technology, or you getting out there being the ambassador for your business. Okay. And then number 5, what will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week? This is a big deal. Okay. This is a big deal because personal accountability is the cornerstone of your success. So it's important for you to take a proactive approach to set clear, achievable goals. And of course, at Women About Biz, this is like one of the foundational elements that we spend a lot of time with. And we have now a goal setting channel that's just dedicated to helping you set your goals and make some things happen. It's important that you create realistic action plans. You outline the various tasks to accomplish your objectives for every single quarter, right? And that's where it has to be broken down into months and weeks. And so you cannot really grow as the CEO of your company if you're not willing to hold yourself accountable to your business. And so how do you hold yourself accountable besides being proactive, besides, you know, creating a better action plan? You could do simple things like a Google spreadsheet or an Excel spreadsheet where on the, you know, left-hand column, you know, you go ahead and you list all of the things that you want to hold yourself accountable to, you know, like, you know, did I review my calendar today? Did I set my social media calendar? You know, different things that you know you're supposed to be doing. And then you can use a spreadsheet to, you know, say yes or no and keep yourself accountable to that. Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being during my entrepreneurial journey? You know, now this is something that we should be doing as women anyway. It's something that we should be taking care of. So, you know, running your business can be very demanding, and self-care totally is over often looked. I know firsthand how that easy that is to happen, right? But it's time for you to make a decision of how you're going to incorporate self-care into your calendar, your daily activities, okay? Whether that's taking a walk, whether that is doing some dancing, you know, doing your break times, you make a decision whether, you know, whether it's increasing the amount of water that you need to be drinking every day, whether you need to be taking supplements, whether you need to even schedule a mammogram and a pap smear. All of these things are very important to us as women, right? So it's time for you to prioritize your mental, your physical health to sustain your passion and creativity, because it doesn't make sense to have the desire and the goals to want to generate a great income only to be too sick or have a lack of energy. You can't even really do anything with the money that you are bringing in. So we've got to balance, right? We've got to balance everything that we do for ourselves and for our business. Last but not least, question number seven in the seven questions of business leadership. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's my belief level? That's what you've got to be asking yourself, right? You know, this belief thing is something else, because I think in many ways as humans overall, we've developed this habit to just automatically say, yes, we love ourselves and yes, we believe in ourselves, but that's not necessarily the truth. Okay. We may love and believe in ourselves to a certain degree or a certain level, but it may not be the level required of us to make some things happen for ourselves. You see, your belief level is tied directly into the actions that you take each and every day. And if you're taking the right kind of actions, meaning you are pursuing your goals, you are implementing your tasks, your to-do items are being marked off and checked because they are complete, then that gives you a gauge, kind of an indication that the actions are backing up the belief that you say you have within yourself. However, as you take a look at your actions and what you are doing and the things that you should be doing for yourself and your business, and if it's not in place, then you've got to admit to yourself that your belief level is not where it needs to be. And this is how you start improving in your life, by first of all being honest with yourself, very honest, and knowing where you are on your belief level. Because we can walk around here saying we love ourselves all day long and yet be unhealthy, haven't had a physical in 5 or 10 years, we're overweight, we're not drinking water, we're tired all the time. We can say, yes, we love it, but love actually means something, don't you know? Love actually means something. It means that we are ready to take care of ourselves. It means that we are ready to do what is best for ourselves, even when we don't want to do it, we will push ourselves to because it's best for us, right? And so when you start repeating habits that are best for you, then it will yield results that will benefit you for years to come. So it's important for you to understand that this belief level concept, this concept of grading yourself, of scaling yourself between 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, is something that helps you to be able to see where there is improvement needed and what you need to do, okay? So keep that in mind, that belief is tied directly into actions. And sometimes our actions don't always prove that we are believing in ourselves in a healthy and effective manner to where we're yielding results that are enhancing our life rather than taking away from our lives. So I want you to keep that in mind. So there you have it, the 7 questions of business leadership. It's 12:25 after the hour. I hope that you are going to hang in there with us and listen to some more good information, because we definitely have this information for you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Queen Trina, your host and business success coach. Oh, I've been answering this question lately on the show, and I know that we have a lot of new listeners, so I want to keep going back over reinforcing that. Many of you might have been asking yourselves, what does it mean to be the queen of your empire? Because you hear me expressing that particular phrase, right? Well, it means that at the time of your birth, you inherited the right to rule over all things that you create and bring into existence for yourself, whether it's businesses, organizations, home, land, or any other type of real estate or business that you desire. You are responsible for growing it and managing over it. You see, God expects you to multiply it, right? He expects you to make things happen with whatever you are doing, because there is one thing that you need to understand. We are all God's purpose. He created us, right? And therefore, just like any proud parent, he wants us to do well in life. He's done so much to help us to be well and do well. As a matter of fact, God created us in his image. And many of the things that we are able to do are because he lives within us. And so, therefore, there are many powers. Yes, I use that word power. There are many powers that we have the ability to do. We have the ability to manifest things. We have the ability to vision and see things in our minds and then bring it out of that spiritual realm onto the physical realm and write it down, make it plain. Those are powers that God has given us the ability to do. We have the ability to effectively communicate. We have all of these different abilities that many times as human beings we take for granted, right? But sometimes there are many human beings that lose their abilities to do different things. They lose mental capacities. We can lose our sight, our hearing, our ability to talk. There are many things that we can lose, right? So we are blessed with all of these gifts. And out of all of these gifts that we are blessed with, we have to ask ourselves, how am I utilizing all of these different gifts that God has given me? How am I using that to glorify the kingdom, to glorify God, and to be a living testimony for God? How am I doing that so that when people see me, they see something different. They see the light that I'm bringing into this world. And so again, this is what it's all about. We should have that desire to want to be a living testimony for God. So when I use that term, becoming that queen of your empire, I don't do it lightly, but I consider it the highest honor that God has given us as women to rule over ourselves, to have that authority and that validation that we are something quite unique and incredible. We are a gift to the world. And of course, it is our responsibility because we are God's purpose. It's our responsibility to utilize those talents and those potentials that are going to bring forth, right? Bring forth incredible things. And so we have to keep that in mind, and we should be excited about it. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus, we should be extremely happy and excited that we have that ability, right? You know, that brings me to the fact that we also need to understand that as queens of our empire, we are over all other living creatures as well. That reminds me of Genesis 1:28 when it says, "Then God blessed them and said to them," meaning Adam and Eve, he said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." So in other words, we are the supreme beings over everything else. So he has given us that authority, and he's given us that authority to be over our own lives, right? How beautiful is that? That is absolutely amazing. And so again, when I talk about being the queen of your empire, I'm talking about your empire, your own empire, and you get to decide through your own creation of what you are going to put in your empire. What are you going to rule and have authority over? You get to decide that because that gift has been given to you by God. And, you know, you just need to know that God wants us to have this life here on earth abundantly, and he also wanted us to have eternal life, which is why he gave us Jesus Christ, his son, who came down here on this earth to live as a human just like us so that we could understand the importance and the depth of his love for us, for his creation. So very, very important for you to really get that. And so, of course, I want you to understand that being a queen of your empire is really all about you stepping up, you know, onto the platform that God has already given you, the abilities he's given you to lead, to take action, to envision, to do all of those things. And there is nothing that you cannot do. But you see, we allow experiences, people, places, and things, and environments, we allow those things to get in the way of our powers and our abilities to do different things. And as a result, we have a tendency, oh yes, we have a tendency to believe in those things more than we believe in our ability to make things happen. We have a tendency to believe in the things that are not doing anything for us. And why I say that is because we have a tendency to we have a tendency to take action on our thoughts. We have a tendency to think about the negative more than we do the positive. Why do we do that? Because it's habits. We develop habits that cause us to continuously do that. So just like we can develop habits that take away from our life, don't you know that we as queens of our own empires can develop habits that add new life to our lives, that can do different things and make things happen. And I'm a firm believer that when we take one step towards a better life, better living in a godly way, that God is definitely going to add to it. He's going to take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 steps, 10 steps. He's going to show up and show out in our lives without us even asking, because he recognizes through the Holy Spirit that we are doing things that pleases him. And that's what my desire is. I want to please God. I want him to understand, and I want him to know that this is one Christian that understands unconditional love, and that is what he is expecting from us, that's unconditional love, that I recognize him, that I know who he is, and I know why he created us, and I know about the sacrifices that he has made. And I think we as businesswomen who are Christian, this is something that we need to start paying closer attention to, our inheritance. Know that he's the father, and all that belongs to him belongs to us as well. And so with that said, I want to again repeat Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Be anxious about nothing, right? But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses really all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And so this is important for you to get this. Preparing your mind for greatness is one of the biggest things that you could do for yourself. And those who take heed, those who receive what I am saying, those who develop a habit into preparing your mind for greatness every single day, because what I'm doing is giving you the answer that the Holy Spirit gave me, and it works, it works, it works. And so I want to encourage you, if you have not started preparing your mind for greatness already, then this is something that you need to develop as a ritual, as a habit of doing it every single day and throughout the day if needed. So the process of preparing your mind for greatness is, number one, prayer. You've got to pray to the Father and thank Him every morning for allowing you to wake up. Have gratitude in your heart. As soon as you open your eyes and you sit up, drink some water. I always have a bottle of water by my bed side. You know, drink some water and let it just, clear your throat and drink that life, because water gives us life, right? Drink water and replenish your cells and take some deep breaths, and then go into prayer, thanking God for the new day, for the new moment to keep you safe throughout that 86,400 seconds for the day, right? To keep you safe and to keep your family safe. And, you know, begin to pray to Him what's on your heart for that day. And then, you know, you've got to add in that self-belief, you know, speak out loud the things that you are going to take action on for the day, the things that you are going to do that really support that you believe in who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. And then you move on from there to some customized affirmations, right? Customized affirmations are important because, yes, we can adopt and affirmations and other expressions that other people use, and it's nothing wrong with that, but I want to let you know that customized affirmations, when you write and create your own affirmations, it could be on, you know, different, it can be to support different topics and things that are going on. You might develop customized affirmations for times when your finances aren't going where they should be, customized affirmations when you should be taking better care of your physical and mental health, customized affirmations to motivate and encourage you and to put positivity into your subconscious mind. So you can create different types of customized affirmations, and it doesn't need to be long. It can be short sentences of positivity that express how you are feeling and what you need to be doing, but then that you can memorize them as well. So what I like to do is, on a 3x5 index card, is write down different customized affirmations, and then I bought like those small tab dividers for index card boxes, and you know, I have different tabs talking about different things, faith, you know, motivation, finances, and so with that, I can pull out different affirmation cards and read them out loud, memorize them for the week, and say them to myself. Again, these are things that you're doing to nourish yourself, to take care of your spiritual and your physical mental side, right? Very important, you know. And then when you're able to do that, when these things start working in harmony with each other, prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, you strengthen your personal power. And when your personal power is strengthened to move in ways you won't believe, you start taking charge. You start actually moving into the functionality of believing and being that queen of your empire. And when that happens, unshakable faith increases within you. You know, unshakable faith is that level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you do and all that you are. But the thing is that You know, preparing your mind for greatness is something that has to be done every single day of your life. It's not something, it's like breathing air. It has to continuously be done. And so it must be practiced first thing in the morning before your feet hit the ground. So that means that you should set your alarm clock to maybe wake up 30 minutes earlier so that you can prepare your mind for greatness. Okay? Very, very important. It is 12:39, 39 minutes after the hour. You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm so glad that you are here, and I am glad that you have given us your time today to listen to things that are going to enhance your life. Never take away. I try to keep it motivating, and I try to give you some things, even though sometimes I have to get on you guys about things that you know you should be doing for yourself. So coming up this month in April, and you can find all of this information out in our member portal, our Crown Club, we've got virtual networking coming up. We are having some open office sessions this month. And if you're not familiar with that terminology, open office is live working sessions where business women come together to work on a particular goal, right? One goal. Maybe they're working on the task. Maybe they haven't even set the goal and they're trying to figure out what goals need to support whatever it is they're trying to accomplish for the month. So these are live working sessions where everybody kind of shares what they're going to be working on. And then I set the timer for 30-minute increments and we go about our business working on that. And we've already scheduled that particular time. So we'll have two open office sessions for the month of April. And then, you know, again, I am excited about this month in marketing. So we're setting up some wonderful marketing webinars that we're going to be doing this month for the sake of really reinforcing how important marketing is, whether you are starting a business, getting it off the ground, trying to do a side hustle, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're trying to do for the purpose of generating more income, you need to understand that everything has to start with marketing. That is the core of your foundation. Because marketing is a system of attracting others to what you have. And so, you know, in order for you to generate that income, you have to be able to attract people that you don't even know to what you have. And it all starts with marketing and building that mailing list of people who might be interested in what you have by offering something of free value to them. So we're going to be getting into that and talking about that this month, right? So very, very important. And so in addition, don't forget that in our Crown Club, we also have the replay of Women About Biz episodes that you may not have had the opportunity to listen to. So all of that is available for you in the Crown Club. So again, we've got a lot going on. A lot of people, it's really interesting. We've been putting out our exclusive Silver Crown Club membership. We had the membership for $27 and then it went back up to the regular price of $57, right? And so it always happens we may have it out for $27 for maybe a week or two, and then it goes back up to the regular price. And then we get this flood of emails or voicemails of people saying, oh, I wanted to join for the $27 rate. So we are going to have a Silver Crown Club membership special again at that $27 rate. I will email everyone on the mailing list and I will let them know the dates that it is going to be going on. This quarter, because April marks a new part of the quarter, I am going to be doing something very, very special. We're going to be pushing the Silver Crown Club and holding, you know, what we call a, you know, kind of like a marathon of different things going on within a 24-hour period. So stay tuned for that as we prepare to launch a special offer for those who are interested in joining our Silver Crown Club at Women About Biz. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than, of course, Successful Woman Radio. Mark your calendars for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and go right into our topic for today, 7 ways to effectively communicate in your business. You know, communication is very key. It lies at the heart of every successful business, and we have to make sure that we are actually communicating with all of the individuals that we are on our mailing list, whether we are emailing people, whether we are communicating with them through social media, whether we're communicating with them live, one-on-one, at networking events or over a networking luncheon that we've scheduled, you know, we've got to make sure that we are actually communicating. Why? Why is that? Because effective communication is more critical than ever. It's not just about conveying information. It's about building relationships, fostering collaboration, and yes, driving results. Communication, if you know how to effectively be that ambassador for your business, it can effectively set you apart from your competition and propel your business forward. It is very important. Before delving into specific communication techniques, however, let's first explore 2 fundamental pillars of communication, and that is active listening and persuasion, right? Active listening involves fully engaging with the speaker or whomever you are talking with, not just hearing their words, but understanding their message, their emotions, their intentions, right? For example, when you're at a networking event and someone's sharing with you who they are and what they do, to let them know that you're hearing them and that you're respecting what they're saying and that you are intently listening, sometimes it's good to repeat back some things that they've said to you so that they understand that you hear them, right? By being present and attentive, you can build rapport, gain insights, and demonstrate respect for the person who is talking with you or who is in the conversation with you. Persuasion, on the other hand, is the ability to influence others and inspire them action. It's about crafting compelling arguments, addressing objections, and guiding people toward a desired outcome. Now, you may listen at that, hear that word and say persuade. Ooh, that sounds manipulative, right? But persuasion is actually a very good crafted gift to have if you know how to persuade. But there is positive persuasion and there is negative persuasion, right? So we're talking about positive persuasion. Again, we're talking about building and honing in on your skill and your ability to craft compelling arguments as to why somebody should buy your service, as to why somebody should buy a particular product. You know, it amazes me at the number of times we as consumers persuade people to buy a particular product because we believe in that product, or persuade people to have a particular service because we believe in that service. For example, we can be talking to a girlfriend and saying, girl, you know what? I had the best massage ever at Massage for Us. Oh, you should really try this company. Oh, the massage felt so good. I felt so rejuvenated, and I felt great after I came out of there. You definitely need to try them out. Now, you don't even realize that you may be doing a really good 30-second commercial for this company, but you are persuaded that it is good because you've experienced it, right? But see, that same passion that you have for other businesses and products and services that you have a tendency to unknowingly offer to other people throughout your day, not even realizing that you are persuading others to utilize the service and products that you use. You're not even realizing that you're doing that. But you see, that's a skill that has been developed through a habit. And so all I'm saying is that Positive persuasion is a very good thing when you know how to compellingly give people reasons to utilize your products and your service, how you can address their objections before time, ahead of time, by knowing, well, these are the objections that people may have to utilizing my product or service. So I'm going to say things ahead of time that's going to wipe out those objections, and learning how to guide people towards the desired outcome. It's a skill. It's not something that everybody was necessarily born with. You know, true that some people are able to persuade and compel others to do things better than others, but these are all a part of sales skills, actually. And we have a large section of women that just hate that word sales. They, if you know, and I hear a lot of women say, I want to start a business, but I want to do something that's not involved with sales. Well, you may as well not be in business, because business is the art of sales. It is about selling. And perhaps this is why many of you may not be doing as well in selling your services or your products, or in understanding how to positively persuade others, because you don't believe in it. You don't believe you should be doing that. You might feel that it's a form of manipulation, and you don't want to be considered a manipulator. But I want to let you know that positive persuasion is great. It's a part of sales, and you can't be scared of the word sales. So whether you're selling a product or pitching an idea or negotiating a deal, mastering the art of persuasion can significantly enhance your communications. It can make you extremely effective, right? You guys may have heard me mention, you know, this before. What is your sales ratio, right? What is your sales ratio? Your sales ratio is your ability to talk to a number of people, and out of that certain number of people, you can positively persuade a larger number to purchase your product or retain your services, right? So if I talk to 100 people, and out of 100 people, 80 of those people now are retaining my service, I have an 80% closure ratio. That's pretty high, but I have an 80% closure ratio. And so ratios are always going to be based on the bottom line number that you're starting with in the beginning, right? So, you know, if you talk to 1,000 people and only 80 people purchase your product or your service, then you don't necessarily have a 80% ratio anymore, right? Because the baseline of that number has greatly changed. And so in order for you to have an 80% ratio, you would have to then have a closure on 800 sales, right? So again, all of these things and dealing with communications, you should know that you have a huge impact on the success of your business. You have a huge impact on how many people come your way and buy your service or your product. And at the end of the day, it is about persuasion. It is about giving them information so they can make informed decisions, but that's still a form of persuasion. And so as businesswomen, the one thing that I see that we have to stop doing is being scared of sales. And instead of being scared of sales, we've got to really turn that around and start being confident. Sales women, we have to be confident, and we have to start embracing that, right? The interesting thing is that, you know, for the most part, men still rule the consumer industry as far as pushing all of the information out there and all of the different types of marketing that we see. And men know women like no other, right? And so as a result, when there are different business opportunities and things being pushed out in the general public, I can tell that they are crafting it for women because they know women are scared of sales. They know women have a fear of selling, right? And so you will often see in a lot of business opportunities, you'll often see no sales required, Okay. Now that's a lie. It's a lie from the very beginning, because there is no business without sales. I'm just letting you know this up front. There is no business without sales, but they have to work with the art of persuasion to get people attracted to it. So therefore they put no sales required. And then what they do is they start using the words like the word share. So a lot of times, instead of the word sales being used, the word share, you need to be able to learn how to share effectively. And so they just jump all around the word sales because they know that a lot of women, which happens to be their target market, are fearful and scared of the word sales. And so when I have women who come to me and say, I want to start a business, but I don't want to sell anything, I tell them, I'm very, very, very honest with them. And I tell them up front, then you don't want to start a business. Why? Because in order to start a business and to grow that business, sales has to occur. You have to become a good salesperson. So again, in your notes, you should have that the two pillars of effective communication involve active listening, right? It means in fully engaging with the speaker and not just hearing their words, but understanding their message, understanding what they are saying to you, and persuasion. Those two things are extremely important, right? So now that you understand that active listening and persuasion are the fundamental pillars to communicating with prospects, with your customers, with your clients, now let's look at seven ways to effectively communicate, to utilize active listening and persuasion, right? So let's start with number one, clarity and consciousness, right? When communicating in a business setting, clarity is paramount. So you've got to be concise and articulate, avoiding a lot of jargon that people may not understand, right? What we call unnecessary complexity, but you've got to convey your message clearly, ensuring that your audience understands the key points without confusion or ambiguity. You've got to really make sure that you are clear with that. Now, we're talking about both in verbally speaking and effectively communicating in your emails and in the written word, right? Very important. Number two, you've got to be that active listener. So you've got to practice active listening by giving full attention to the person that is speaking to you, maintaining good eye contact, nodding and in agreement when you agree with something, also providing verbal cues to indicate your understanding. Ask clarifying questions also to demonstrate your engagement and ensure that mutual understanding. And then, of course, for written communication, you want to ensure you respond to questions or queries specifically without generalizing your response, but customizing it, making it personal, right? And so active listening is very important. I may show a client that I actively listen to them when we are having a conversation about their business and they tell me that they're having trouble with a specific thing. I may send something to them in the email, some type of tool or resource to help them. I'm not looking for any payment of that. I'm just letting them know that I heard you and take a look at this. This might be something that will help you. Here's number three. And the seven ways to effectively communicate in business, and that is empathy. Empathy is a huge thing. Show empathy by putting yourself in the other person's shoes and understanding their perspective. Acknowledge their feelings and their concerns and respond with sensitivity and understanding. If I have somebody that tells me, you know, Trina, my business is not making money and no matter what I do, it doesn't seem to be working, and I've tried this and I've tried that and I've tried this, and I'm not going to sit there and say to them, well, that's you. It's you. You're the problem. And in many cases, that's true, but I'm not going to come from that standpoint, right? I'm going to say to them, I can understand how you feel, because I do. And I realize that sometimes you may feel all alone in your business. So let's do this. First of all, let's take a deep breath and let's work on getting you to feel better about your business, right? getting you to feel better about your business. And so, again, that's something that's very important that you need to know, that empathy is a key point here. Empathy also is very important when you're trying to sell a service or a product and somebody is coming to you with a problem. You're trying to solve that problem. You have to make sure that you're empathizing. Here's number four, adaptability. You got to recognize that different individuals have unique communication styles and preferences. So you've got to learn to adapt your communication approach to suit those preferences, right? Very key here. So when you, whether it's an audience or email or phone calls or face-to-face meetings, you've got to understand that you can't have a templated answer for every single person. Sometimes you have to customize. So you got to learn to be flexible. Here's number five, confidence. For business women, confidence is extremely essential when communicating in a business setting, especially with other women, right? And other men. Projecting confidence instills trust and credibility in your message. So let me just say this. Confidence starts with you, what you have on, how you dress yourself, your hair, your grooming. It starts with that, but then it builds and goes into instilling trust with your words, credibilities. It starts right there. The next thing is feedback. Seek and provide constructive feedback. And then number seven is follow-up, which is very, very key. Effective communication doesn't end with the initial exchange, but follow-up is going to be extremely crucial. Follow-up on meetings, discussions, or agreements with summary, emails, action plans, or even progress updates. But when you make promises to people, when you're communicating with people and you make promises to send something or to participate in something, follow up with action. Be a woman of your word. And when you can't meet that promise that you have said, communicate with them and call them and let them know. So again, I just wanted to make sure that you are clear on that and that you understand that. That's all I have for today, but I am wishing you a happy spring. It's time for you to spring into success, right, and make some things happen. Take care and have a beautiful and a productive week, everyone. Bye-bye.